rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. It's Wednesday, and you are listening to an all-new episode of Center of the Sun. It's season two of your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. Oh my gosh. Thank you for listening. I am so tired today, but I'm grateful because my crush just texted me. Did y'all learn anything yesterday about BPD? Because I'm still tripping on borderline personality disorder. But today I'm tripping because when did America become synonymous with terrorist attacks? I know there was like a specific time and place where it like became a part of our lexicon, but like when did it become so commonplace that even during the midterm elections? What? Like, okay. Let me pull up the article because I have to drink a beer. That's what you're hearing in the background. Let me pull up the article because I'm going to go to NBC News because that's who I fuck with. So I know the Obamas, the Clintons. People are constructing pipe bombs and they're going to get caught because they probably touched part of that bomb at some point. Pipe bombs are sent to high-profile Democrats. So the NBC News reports that a series of pipe bombs were sent to several prominent critics of President Donald Trump's ugly ass and to CNN's New York newsroom, triggering a nationwide investigation and bipartisan condemnation Wednesday. It's just the midterms, girl. Like, what are you mad about? This will make no sense. So you're big mad because your ugly ass president can't be evil to people all the time? Is that what you're mad about? Like, I don't get it. I truly don't get it. And we weren't doing this to Republicans when they were talking about don't take my health care away. Like when Michael Steele's black ass was out here being a fucking coon. What the fuck? Like, Democrats don't do this shit. Democrats don't go around and talk about some writing on cop cars, N-words, and black power and all that shit. That's nothing but white little white boys. And y'all need to get your fucking shit together. Because I'm tired of it. Just because your president is fucking terrible as a person doesn't mean that you are allowed to just feel so justified in your violence. But you know what? The bitch comes back to bite. Fuck with us, please. Please fuck with us so we can fuck with you back. Because we're nice people, but we ain't that goddamn nice. So the targets include, so let me continue reading this article. NBC News reports that the targets included that former President Obama and former presidential candidate and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Attorney General Eric Holder, and former CIA Director John Brennan, officials and investigators said. So the bombs, continuing on to read this article by the NBC News, like the explosive device that was found Monday in the mailbox of George Soros in New York. They were all made with PVC pipe, which X-rays indicated likely contained shrapnel. Three senior law enforcement officials explained that to NBC News today. And because I don't do nothing but work all goddamn day, I even have a fucking TV in my clinic, and I never even look at it. I'm like, I think I saw a glimpse of this. And I'm like, okay, this is fucking crazy. White men need Jesus, and not white Jesus. Like, they need like Christ consciousness. Like, they need to go find and don't go to the Pope, because his ass, you know, don't go to your neighbor. Go to somebody that is not the same color as you, did not have the same upbringing as you, and go talk to them. Go seek them for advice. Don't seek your peers, because y'all just are just fueling each other, and y'all are going to fuck yourselves over. So you're okay. Keep on making bombs. Keep on shooting up schools. Keep on making bombs and shooting up schools, and watch us not demonize you, white men, like you demonize us, black men. Because y'all really actually being evil. At least ours was a stereotype. Yours is like factual and data driven. Like, what? So moving along on these like weird children of the corn, as I like to refer to them as. So at 4:39 p.m., authorities in Central Florida say two middle school girls brought knives to school in a foiled plot to kill classmates, cut them up, and drink their blood. This has to be a prank. This has to be. Arrest affidavits. Oh my God, they were arrested. Yeah, this was serious. So the two girls ages 11 and 12 were armed with knives. Wow. Well, I personally believe train up a child in the way that they should go. Also, most people don't follow that rule, and they train up a child in the way that they think that they should go. And then they turn out to be fucking murderers at 11 and 12. Like, what the fuck is going on with the world today? Like, I don't even want to read this no more. Y'all are taking my soul out of my body right now. Because this is like, it's breaking news to me right now. As I'm reading it, I'm like Rachel Maddow right now. Like, hold on. I have to hold my tears back for a minute. Let's go to some other stories here. So, the NBC News just reported that they're, oh my God, Miami, you're fucking crazy. Three Miami cops just got busted for drugs. I can't pull up the article, but I'm not surprised. It's fine. So CNN president blasts Trump for attacks on the media. So clearly, we can't sow discord in the media. That makes no sense. And the NBC News reported the president of CNN strongly criticized Donald Trump on Wednesday for his anti-media rhetoric. Why do y'all wait till people are in danger? Like, please, like, oh, y'all get on my nerves. Okay, I'm done with NBC News. I'm gonna do one more search on Google for headlines, because wow, I don't give a fuck about your outrage after the fact. You knew this was a problem. You knew this was a problem prior, like when he was running for president. Like, you are annoying and rude to wait until pipe bombs go to your headquarters. And now you want to, talk about some fake ass news. Now that's fake news. Motherfucking fake ass motherfucking bitches out here waiting until we drown or near death, and then want to fucking come out and condemn the same people that you should have been condemning, but you supported the entire time. I'm over it. I saw this shit coming when they elected Obama in 2008. I knew in 2008 that our next president after Obama would be the worst. And guess who we got? I surprised myself because I didn't think I was actually going to be right. But in some good news, Georgia orders Georgia officials to stop tossing absentee ballots over signatures. So the Washington Post reported today that a federal judge on Wednesday ordered Georgia election officials to stop summarily tossing absentee ballots because of mismatched signatures, delivering a crucial win to voting rights advocates and to Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams less than 2 weeks before Election Day. This always happens. They always try, and they always lose. But now we have Brett Kavanaugh in the Supreme Court, so this might be our last hoorah in terms of voting rights, because slowly and surely they try to take them away every fucking day. But, oh, Trump just signed a bill today. Whoa. U.S. News, USA Today News reported that a subdued and on-script President Donald Trump stuck to a partisan tone as he signed sweeping legislation Wednesday to combat the opioid epidemic, an issue that has animated his effort to support Republican midterm candidates. So Trump discussed a crisis affecting urban centers as well as rural communities that supported his election. Trump touted that the measure was bipartisan and it was a response to a problem rarely cited as a top issue for voters that nevertheless touches millions of them personally. Bitch, do you think we don't care about rape? We don't care about children. We don't care about poor people. We don't care about women. We don't care about children after they're born. We care about them when they're a fetus and they're not even a real human yet. We don't care about anybody. But now we have an opioid crisis. We don't care about other drug users. We don't care about the ones that are in jail for marijuana, even though marijuana is legal in like almost every state. And because they're black, I can see what's going on. So we don't care about anybody else. But now, well, we don't care about HIV because that's my job. We don't care about any other public health issue. Maybe like heart disease or something, because there's money in it. Cancer, there's money. And now there's money in opioid treatment. So now we care. And it affects like 99% white people too. Crisis. I wish I had one of those things like, to freedom! Boom, boom, boom! Racism! To racist policies! But, I mean, it's good because I actually don't want to see dead people on the street or hit me either in the cars and all that kind of shit. But, because people drive high, people, you know, they do all kind of shit. But, I don't want anybody to die. But I also don't want anybody to be treated unfairly because of the color of their skin, which is exactly what's been happening. So whatever, I'm over it. Get your fucking treatment. I'm staying in public health, but I'm gonna stay in the sexual health side because I don't know nothing about no opiates. I don't know nothing about shooting up drugs. And I definitely don't know anything about hepatitis C in my body or proximally to me. So it is what it is. My crush texted me today, so I feel better about life. So, we're going to end it there because I am at my wit's end with these headlines, and I really wish I could continue going on, but, you know, I really appreciate the support. I appreciate you listening, and tomorrow, hopefully, we will have some better headlines, some better information to share with each other because why do I even do this? Why do I even look at the news? Because I'm angry that every time, unless it involves a baby goat, in which case I'm elated. Or if it involves a man who wants to have sex with me, then I'm elated. Other than that, not happy. but I appreciate you listening. And if you have any suggestions, or if you have any feedback or questions, you can send all of your words to host@centersun21.com. You can also tweet me at centersun21 on Twitter. Or you can just like not say anything and then just like never be heard. So that's always an option. Your participation in this program is voluntary. So thank you. And I will talk to you all at a later day. Bye-bye.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.